Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Catherine Albrecht's been on with us, and she's only scratching the surface. I mean, she's a doctor of Harvard studying science, technology, consumer affairs, and it is a revolution against humanity. Technology is an incredibly empowering thing, like a gun. Can be used to hunt, protect yourself, whatever. But in the hands of bad guys, it's super bad. Well, this makes guns look tame. This makes bioweapons look tame because they're able to track humans, study humans, and control us. The globalists see themselves as a breakaway society, and they're creating these internet ghettos the last year where they're killing the viral spread of liberty messages by only serving you your own YouTube videos. I mean, I can tell my wife did a few searches on the computer in our bedroom on tap dancing. She likes to dance, tango, tap dancing. She does it all. And now, you know, I'm on there and it's tap dancing stuff everywhere instead of just anti-New World Order stuff. Now, I do such wide searches that mine isn't as bad, but I go to families' houses or I get on other people's computers and you can see also what they're into. And again, that is trying to keep, this is an ancient tactic. Catherine Albrecht, in closing, explain this to people. CatherineAlbrecht.com.
Yeah, so it's critical that people understand this because they're using the tools that we think open up our vistas to really close them. And you've mentioned StartPage, which is the private search engine that I helped to develop that lets you get to Google results without actually being tracked and monitored by Google. And it breaks you out of the filter bubble because when you go to StartPage, let's say you search for Monsanto, we give you just the generic Monsanto results because they don't have your tracking cookies and your history. They don't even know who you are. So they have to just serve you the generic results. So sometimes it's interesting just experimentally to go and see what does Google consider to be the generic results on topic X.
And remember, even if you turn Google off and say don't have cookies, they break that on record. And I mean, this is a criminal group.
Yeah, no, it's wild. And this is what they do. They figure out ways to get more information than you know that they're getting. I mean, that's what they're brilliant at. But the other thing I want to remind people, and we don't talk about it very often when I come on the show, but IxQuick, which is IxQuick, IxQuick.com, returns search results from everybody but Google. And the reason I really like IxQuick is that there's times when you know that you're not getting the result you should be getting or you're not being told something you should be getting told. And if you look on Google, you don't find it because they know your history. You go to StartPage, you don't find it potentially because StartPage is giving you Google results, which we get from Google. We just strip out the privacy stuff, but we're giving you a straight feed from them. And then if you're not finding it still, go to IxQuick, and I have found an incredible result. When I go to IxQuick.com and I search for something that I'm just not finding, all of a sudden I get all these links and results, like the whole first page is different. And I'm like, where has all this stuff been all my life? Like, where was this hiding? So I would encourage people to, first of all, stop, you know, pull the Google needle out of your arm, switch to StartPage as your homepage if you like the Google results. And then when you really want to go deeper, go to IxQuick or make it your homepage. They're both great. The other thing I want to tell people is we have StartMail is now in internal beta testing. We're about to get you your free account, Alex. I can't wait. I'm so excited because fully encrypted, we're talking off the chart. Nobody, even us, can read anything that you write through StartMail. So all these people out here who are like, well, thanks, Catherine. You just told me my Yahoo account's going to get read and my Gmail's getting read. So what the heck are you going to propose as a solution? We're building it. It's built. It's startmail.com. There's a place on there where people, Alex Jones listeners, can go and sign up as beta testers on there. And it's done. It's made. It's here. I'm so excited. I've been testing it out, kicking the tires. I love it. And we're talking about a user vault that is so well encrypted. As I said, even we cannot read the email of people who send email on our system. And that's the kind of thing we need to see, not just in search engines like StartPage and IxQuick and StartMail, but we need to see it in everything.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Google is trying to shut down the real alternative media. We have to have an exodus away from all their systems as much as we can. They're like half the web now, so it's hard, so that we build alternatives to them. They are forcing us. Necessity is the mother of invention. Catherine Albrecht, we'll talk to you again very, very soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex. Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure having you. All right, we got Richard Belzer coming up, and I'm going to recap the top stories and hit some breaking news.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Began with the forging of the great rings. Three were given to the elves, immortal, wisest, and fairest of all beings. Seven to the dwarf lords, great miners and craftsmen of the mountain halls. And nine rings were gifted to the race of men who, above all else, desire power. For within these rings was bound the strength and will to govern each race. But they were all of them deceived, for another ring was made. In the land of Mordor, in the fires of Mount Doom, the Dark Lord Sauron forged in secret a master ring to control all others. And into this ring he poured his cruelty, his malice, and his will to dominate all life. One ring to rule them all.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
The ever-watchful eyes of Google are upon you. Ever-watchful, ever-waiting, ever-staring, a lidless eye wreathed in flame.
It knows all your medical conditions, your history, where you eat, what size and color underwear your wife wears, what type of sex you're into. But you can trust the Bilderberg group that created Google and runs it. You can trust them all to have your data. You can trust your child to be raised by the smartphone built in Chinese slave grids. You can trust the New World Order to put you in a technotronic ghetto and destroy your mind. And you can trust Bill Gates to take all the vaccines he has for you and your family. You can trust Monsanto with Bill Gates on the board, with the great food they produce that kills the rodents that are fed it and the honeybees that eat it. You can trust the New World Order because it's come to bring you life and prosperity. So drink deep from the sodium hydrofluorosilicic acid that comes out of your tap water. Don't read the Harvard study about it lowering your IQ and fertility and sevenfold increase in bone cancer and kidney cancer. Drink deeply from the delicious water of life given to you by your loving world government. And when you say a prayer at night, thank Google and thank the IRS for spying on you and using the data to persecute American scum that promote the Constitution. And thank the government God that it's training that homeschoolers are terrorists in drills nationwide. Kneel before the great all-seeing eyes of Google, ever watching, ever chronicling, ever tracking. And I think you should go out to known criminal groups and give them your credit card numbers and everything else and tell them when you're going to be home and when you're not. We should just publish all that. Look at how common criminals use Facebook to rob people. When you go, look at all our new Christmas stuff. And today, woohoo, we're going to Cancun. We're going to be gone for a week. And then they find out off the data on the photos where you live that do location pinning. It's meant for Big Brother, but other criminals can use it. And then they rob your house. Yeah! What do you got to hide, baby? The last time he was on with us, the time before last, we were talking about spy grids, and all of a sudden, into the view came Christopher Walken. No, I'm not joking, ladies and gentlemen. Sauntering into view came Christopher Walken like an angel flapping down from heaven to give us red wine and chicken recipes. And he was there. And he pointed out he has no computers in his house, no cell phones, no nothing. And I realized the only way in the future to do that is to have that. But you wouldn't be able to buy a washing machine in the future that doesn't have spy tech hooked into the smart meter, listening and watching and tracking everything you do. Oh, the government loves you and your children. And your little dog, too, of course. Just ask Dianne Feinstein and Reno. Ladies and gentlemen, we have huge breaking Google news up on Infowars.com. They are becoming Bilderberg, the passing of the torch of satanic Prometheus, of anti-Prometheus, is being transferred right now. UK newspaper creates illegal 3D gun, sneaks it onto trains and aircraft so they can demonize it. That's all breaking. Bilderberg 2.0, the new technocratic construct in the works. France's socialist government moves to impose smartphone tax. Globalberg, global elite, transforms itself for technocratic revolution. That's the big breaking story with videos and photos of the Google complex at a former OSS spy base. U.S. consumers can blame Walmart for the new online sales tax when it passes. FEMA to stage massive drill at Pennsylvania amusement park today. That's on the left-hand side of DrudgeReport.com. Also at Infowars.com, Washington Post blames gangland shooting on Second Amendment. I predicted it'd be gangland, and indeed that's what it was. By the way, Watson should probably add the fact that they admit woundings from guns down 69% since 93, deaths from guns down 39%, violent crime down 49%. The main factor, Justice Department's own numbers, gun ownership increasing. But the average American believes that there is more gun crime than there ever has been because of perception. Just like you have the perception that Google's not evil because they got pretty colors and say they're not evil, and they have a campus with guys that drink beer and play ping pong and have socks that don't match. And they got Hollywood movies coming out about how, you know, you go and you join the Google team. I mean, what bull? I'm convinced if Hitler would have worn rainbow uniforms and handed kids teddy bears before they shot him in the head, I'm not being sarcastic, our media would have saluted them and said, how dare you not love Hitler? If Stalin would have worn maybe a pink uniform and walked around going, then everything would be fine. Because I'm telling you, if a tank ran up to your house and had, like, Lucky Charms colors on it, and if the military dressed like leprechauns and showed up at your house and said, bring your children out, line them up, we're going to shoot them, parents would come out and kill their children in front of them. I'm not kidding. I mean, it's incredible. As long as Eric Schmidt... Okay, I'm having a moment. I'm going to stop right now. See, this stuff crashes in on me, ladies and gentlemen. It really crashes in on me, and it's absurdist. Reality is absurdist, so I start getting absurdist, and I'm out of control. I got all this news coming up this hour. I've got this is serious. I've got drills all over the country where homeschoolers, where they have drills where people attack the public school and they'll come in with guns and point them at 7-year-old kids and say, we're going to kill you. We're homeschoolers against the federal government. In Michigan, you name it, and then the parents freak out, and they go, well, we're sorry, it's a federal grant to do this. They just had another one last week, unannounced, and I'm not just saying this for effect, it's true, with people going to the bathroom in their pants when men come in and say, we're going to kill you, and they engage in massive re-education camp behavior in America. The schools are re-education camps. Richard Belzer, of course, is a... researcher and his author before he became a movie star and TV star, and BelzerBook.com, iBelz.com. His new book went on the New York Times bestseller list, and I think it's the best JFK book out in over a decade because it chronicles all the witnesses that were killed to cover it up. And that's the real proof of what happened, but we're not so much getting into that today. He was on with us for like an hour and a half extended overdrive interview because I always go to guests late because I want guests, but I also want to be able to talk, so it kind of split it up. And he was there when the bombing happened, and we basically predicted everything that would then unfold, that there'd be drills, that the Patsies would be connected to the NSA and CIA, all of it. But who would know that we would route the story so quickly, and it would blow up in spectacular fashion? So you've heard my Google ranting. You've heard my all of it coming out here. I am in overload. I mean, my brain has already been rewired, man. And let me tell you, it's wired against this stuff. A lot of people get rewired to, like, submit to the tyranny. I'm wired into the tyranny, but it's like torture, pain amplifiers or something. But it's not really like a pain. It's more of a enraged aphrodisiac of, like, a caged animal struggling against his incineration. Do you see what I'm saying, Richard Belzer?
I see exactly what you're saying. The synaptic aspects of our brain are being overloaded with information that people like you and I have known for a long time, and we're frustrated when we try to tell other people. I've been censored for years, Alex, from, I can't tell you how I've had plugs pulled on me and I was taken off panels. And
you've been talking about this stuff since the 70s.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Your last guest made a very chilling, astute observation about how a different age group is fed different information. Like her father would not know that Monsanto, you know, was the devil, but younger people who are more tech savvy are more into that, so they give them their information. That is really starting to get scary. In the 1950s, our government in the 50s had a thing called Operation Mockingbird. They were already working on looking at us through televisions, and that was cathode ray tubes. Now, of course, you know, they could see us when our TVs are off.
Now they just hide the camera in plain view.
Yes, and you said before, you know, if Hitler wore flowers. You know, Hitler didn't have to wear flowers for the bankers in the United States and the Harrimans and Prescott Bush and John Kennedy's father and the DuPonts. You know, Hitler declared war on us. We didn't declare war on Germany. I have nightmares wondering how long we would have waited before we declared war on Hitler. I mean, he was in Paris in 1940. We still weren't at war with them. We were helping Hitler throughout the war.
I want to talk about that when we come back, because I know you've written about it, and it's on record, but also it shows the normalcy bias. We're faced by our own Hitlers today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
There is an increased need to support our immunity and health. At Silver Lungs, we are committed to meeting your needs by providing a full selection of silver-based products. Our most popular silver-based products are the 32-ounce nano-silver solutions, our 2-ounce nano-silver nasal applicators, as well as our all-natural silver soaps. Just released is our 100% natural silver gel. Our new silver gel is not based on synthetic gelling agents, which quickly evaporate and leave the silver at the surface. But rather, we have formulated our silver gel using the natural skin nourishing chemistry of aloe vera to quickly penetrate and nourish the skin while delivering the silver more effectively. Visit www.silverlungs.com and click on our store page to find what silver-based products are best for you. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. But I have to tell you, it could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
I'm here ranting and raving. I'm just trying to get you to wake up. I mean, I, covered the fact that the West funded Hitler 18 years ago when I first got on air. Anthony Sutton was really the first to expose it because he was able to get into congressional files. But there were a lot of bomber pilots who complained over the fact they couldn't bomb Ford and General Motor factories all over Germany. And so they would fly and bomb the same factory over and over again that was already destroyed, but they couldn't bomb these others. And back at the time, it was called rumors. And it just shows how even as the war went, the West was making money off of it. Just like the globalists fund Al-Qaeda, but then also said we've got to give our rights up because of Al-Qaeda. Richard Belzer, you'd gone off into that area, author Richard Belzer. I want to get back into the Boston bombing with you, the book, all the other, the IRS spying on groups that promote the Constitution. It's like, oh, it's not just the Tea Party or libertarians. It's if you promote the Constitution, we're coming after you. I mean, that is absurdist. That's exactly what bad guys would do.
Actually, repellent and sickening. You know, in the old, there was a play by T.S. Eliot called Murder in the Cathedral, where the king wanted to get rid of the bishop who was in his way, and he said, "Who will rid me of this priest?" So, like, he didn't say kill the priest, but of course his underlings killed, you know, Becket. And now the president or whoever, let's say anyone up there, can say, "Who will rid me of this group?" Whether it's left or right, it's ironic that they want to, you know, suppress patriotism. That's really chilling. So it's like now they have the IRS. They don't have to, you know, kill you or poison you. They can, you know, like Nixon had an enemies list. Every president can use this chilling device, which is probably illegal anyway. IRS is probably technically extortion anyway. But to use it as a threat, even if it wasn't Obama, it's people within his administration of a like mind. So, you know, it's really scary. I mean, I know you and I have seen a lot in our day, and we seem to be a little bit ahead of the curve. But since the Boston bombing, the constellation of events, and the Googleization of the Bilderbergers and the parsing of information to various age and demographic groups through computers you saw Oblivion, right?
Yes.
Absolutely brilliant movie where the face on the screen finally at the end says, "I'm your God," which is what these Google and these banking people say.
And you notice it's an upside down black pyramid that looks like the Google eye. I mean, it looks.
Yes.
I said on air, you may have missed it, but in fact, I like the fact that you didn't hear me say it, so listeners can hear you say it and agree, because you minds that love liberty think alike.
Yes.
I mean, this is some of the most anti-Illuminati, anti-tyranny propaganda I've ever seen. I mean, what did you make of that? I'm surprised they were able to get Oblivion out.
Well, I think, it was shocking that Oliver Stone got to make his movie, but it got out. Once in a while, it happens. I think Oblivion, what might have been a little bit dense for the studio executives, and they didn't realize what it was, really. And kudos to Tom, whatever you think of him.
I agree.
I think he's a great guy. His religion is his business.
You're saying you know him, you think he's a great guy?
Oh, I've met him. I've been with him a few times.
Yeah.
He's a real gentleman, and he's a real, as the Yiddish expression, mensch. You know, he's like a good guy.
Yeah, mensch, yeah.
And he was very, very nice to my daughter and son-in-law. And I was with him a few times, and you could just see that, you know, he's not as huge as he is. He carries it well. But I think him making this movie, him in particular, he's an iconic figure who's very controversial. And if you notice recently, there was a poll came out and said that he was like the least admired celebrity or something. It came out right around the time the movie came out. So, you know, it's like they're preemptively trying to discredit him personally because that movie may have hinted at something that people don't want people to know.
Oh, it's hardcore. I mean, at so many levels, it's got the archetypes all exposed, the compartmentalization, how people working for the system are really destroying themselves. I mean, it's a very deep movie.
Yeah, and you know, what started scaring me a few years ago is like I would buy a book online, and then the next time I'd buy a book, "Hey, Richard, you might like this." I'm like, whoa. You know what I mean? They immediately jump into your head. into your taste and your and every aspect of your being.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't tell my dad the stuff I'm doing on computers, my own private stuff, my mother, my wife. Why the hell does Google and Schmidt get to sit there and see everything I'm into or anything I'm investigating? Stay there. Richard Belzer's our guest, and his Skype video's down, so...
We're on the march. The Empire.
So there won't be any Christopher Walken.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Some about his book that's on the New York Times bestseller list before he leaves us, and I will try to take a bunch of calls tomorrow. I've kind of been hogging the show with all these guests like Paul Watson, Dr. Catherine Albrecht, and now Richard Belzer on the show with us. But I'm glad this story got some attention via DrudgeReport.com last night and this morning, because this is a big story. Homeland Security funded exercises portrayed homeschoolers as terrorists. And then in the article, it goes through some of the newest drills where, quote, angry parents attacked the school, and then other drills where, going back for years, but it's still going on, they train where, quote, homeschoolers are in a mock attack and tell the elementary students they're attacked by a fictitious radical group called Wackos Against Schools and Education who believe everyone should be homeschooled. That's what the children are told as guns are pointed at them. And then in the new training video in Seattle, Sergeant Dan Passion says, well, we're having such a big problem with this all across America while we're doing this drill. Yeah, of parents attacking schools and homeschoolers attacking schools. Amazing. And I got a bunch of other news. I'm going to try to run through some of the headlines. But this big IRS enemies list deal where the Washington Post has to admit that, okay, it was any group, quote, promoting the Constitution. Probe expands to groups opposed to government who teach the Constitution. IRS charging groups that criticize the government. And then it goes on to say, or promoted the Constitution. Promoted the Constitution. People could say, well, the founders, they still had slaves. But the Constitution's interpretation expanded to where then it got banned. They tried to ban it when they first created the Constitution in 1798, but it took 60-something years to do it. The point is, it's the idea of liberty. Why are they demonizing it? Because it creates checks and balances on government. By the way, Richard Belzer's book, Hit List, is the new one, an in-depth investigation into the mysterious deaths of witnesses to JFK assassination. Very strong in his last book, Dead Wrong, Straight Facts on the Country's Most Controversial Cover-Ups, Richard Belzer and David Wayne, both available at InfoWarsStore.com. You know, Richard, I'm here asking the questions. Instead of that, where do you want to go with all this news? I mean, we've now discovered from our source and then gone there and proved it that Bilderberg is merging with Google. Of course, a big giant internet takeover grid. You've got the best of times, worst of times. People are really waking up or they're getting deeper into the trance. You talk to a lot of heavy hitters. I'm seeing, you know, incredibly demonizing messages out of Hollywood for liberty, but also a lot of positive messages. In fact, more positive than I used to see. What's going on in the world from your perspective?
Well, a lot of people are walking in their sleep and refuse to even entertain some of the even not as dark stuff that you and I get into, because you and I have a passion for the truth. As you know, we don't have to make anything up. And when I talk to, you know, some of my people in the industry who are powerful and smart, and a lot of them resist the notion of these conspiracies and murders and cover-ups in the government. But now these corporations and the government, they have to openly talk about it, because now 1984 goes both ways with the internet. So, you know, we're right on their heels. You know, for them to say anybody who's talking about the Constitution, that's right, left, center. That's the American citizenry. They're declaring war on everyone. Don't think it's just the Tea Party or just, you know, guns rights groups. And, you know, the civil rights movement was kind of sabotaged. Hoover would have black agents infiltrate a civil rights nonviolent group, incite them to violence to discredit them. And then when it went to trial and that person was indicted, they, you know, go into session, into the judge's chambers, the case thrown out because national security. So we have to be very careful, as you know better than anyone, about any event that happens where it's like, you know, the Boston Marathon, 9/11. I mean, it just keeps on spilling out the information. The initial story is always wrong, and then something else comes out. And then it's, you know, I've been studying the Kennedy murder for 50 years, and we're still finding stuff out about it. So, but the difference between now and then is we have the technology, we have the tools, your newsletters and your show makes people tell other people. And, you know, we have to, it's like we started as families and then tribes and villages, but now it's this global, dark global force that has named themselves. The masks are off. You know, the mega banks, the banksters as you've coined them, and the oil companies and communications, you know.
Richard, why do you think, sorry, yes. You're about to say something.
Go ahead.
Why do you think they're getting so brazen? Is that an attempt to just normalize things because they've failed at covering it up? And then give us your quote.
No, I think you're right on the money. They're normalizing it. But how dare they go into a school and draw guns for a drill? I mean, that's as bad as making kids duck under a desk when they would be incinerated. I remember as a child, I mean, I'm old, so, you know, going into the basement and kneeling against a wall and making us pray. And I was looked at my friend. I mean, he's like, you know, fifth grade, I don't know, really young kids saying, what are they talking about? You know, this isn't going to do anything. And I knew that as a child. But they're reshaping language and it's a soft dictatorship. This country literally, by definition, is a fascist country now, because it's a country for the corporation, not the individual, as defined by Mussolini. And if you look at every Supreme Court decision in memory, every time there's a lawsuit against a corporation or a landlord or a boss, the corporation wins. The individual rarely wins. And that's why I think the government's getting a little scared, because people are outraged. And, you know, the gun issue is an issue that everyone is emotional about and has feelings about. And you can't demonize every single person who owns a gun. First of all, it's physically impossible to take guns away from everyone. And second of all, everyone has the right. I mean, it's a question of the permutations of the law and to what degree the government can impose its will. And I'll tell you one more thing, Alex, if I may. One of the most important things about this country is the right to privacy. Jefferson and Adams, particularly Jefferson, that is something I personally cherish. And I cherish it for my family. And, you know, the Godfather, you know, when Michael says first Don Corleone says to Sonny, never tell anyone outside the family what you're thinking. You know what I mean? And now Google is our family. We're supposed to tell them what we're thinking. This faceless corporate fascist entity that's not even a corporation anymore. It's a monster. I guess they're going to cut off my Skype or something.
No, I totally agree with you. Your Skype did break up for a moment. Richard Belzer's our guest. Let me just give you an example of what you're talking about in the listeners. Punch sure. my computer up on screen, please. New York Times, 2 hours ago, Monsanto wins case on genetically altered soybeans. Now, you read the first paragraph, and it says, oh, well, they won a victory saying farmers can't mix their seeds in with other seeds and say they own it. But that's not actually what the case was, because I've been following it for 2 years and had the lawyers on about it. Plants don't have one daddy, one mommy. Plants can be 0.1%. Another plant of the same, you know, general variety. And so mm-hmm. Monsanto pollen, whether it's corn, soybean, you name it, blows around and you get some of its genetics into other people, and they can go prove, I bought my seeds here, they're heirloom, they're not Monsanto. Almost mm-hmm. every Mexican corn variety, there's thousands, has been infected by one form of BT corn. Now, Monsanto then goes and sues the Mexican farmers, sues the canola farmers in Canada, sues the soybean farmers in North Dakota. They go and pull the plant, test it, they go on your property and say, it's 1% Monsanto. You go, but I bought the seeds. Well, it doesn't matter. You infringed on our patent when they're the ones that have dumped toxic waste on you. The Supreme Court rules they can do this and then sue you when they contaminate you or their seeds get in grain elevators mixed in. And then the article deceives and makes it sound like the people were stealing Monsanto seeds. Now, is that not, Richard, incredible?
Well, to patent food, Alex, you know, that's where riots start, when you start controlling food. I mean, this is really, it's like with the stem cell research. I don't think there's anything wrong if a woman gives birth and she donates her umbilical cord, and someone can use the cells from that to regenerate their heart or to help, an injured spine. There's nothing wrong with that. But you know what, America, in this country, there's 5 patents on stem cells. You can't use the whole stem cell. You can only use factors of it. It's crazy how these corporations are actually getting into our cells, into our food.
Oh, it's worse than that, Richard. As you know, they ruled, 6 years ago? People can type it in. People will go in for cancer gene treatment, and they'll say, oh, well, you gave a blood donation at this blood bank 20 years ago. A company bought that. They type tested and then patented your individual protein structures, you have to pay $100,000 extra to have this now. They own your genetics.
Yeah, there's a famous case of a woman who was used. They used her blood, and it was used in a way that it was introduced into. And so, like, thousands of other people have an element from this woman's blood. They didn't tell her. They didn't tell her family. They only found out later. God knows what, you know. If God forbid, if you have to go in a hospital, and, you know, they draw your blood and they take tests, where does that information go? And Alex, I don't mean to be morbid, but my sister-in-law went into the hospital last November and died of something she didn't go in for, you know, and I'm, you know, it's like she got an infection in the hospital, and on her, I wanted my brother to sue, and on the death certificate, it said, unidentifiable, undiagnosable causes. How dare they to protect themselves from liable? So these, you know, these people are lawyered up. They, you know, they twisted the law on torture.
Exactly. So where does it all go? We're ready to give up all our rights because of three people dead at the stage Boston bombing. We've got a government with a history of it. But then it's bad to say, hey, they may have done it again, even though they're known perpetrators. And then you've got, let's be conservative.
Sure.
500,000 people dying from flesh-eating bacteria or hospital staph infections a year in this country alone. It's growing. You've got from 1 in 25,000. And, of course, my number's higher. They say like 200-and-something thousand die from it, but the numbers I'm getting is they keep lying on the certificates. It may be three times higher. So when I say 500,000, the number may be like a million. It's kind of like adverse effects from vaccines, maybe one report out of 100. So they say it's 290-something thousand from flesh-eating bacteria or other infections that are caused by, you know, these hospitals. So let's just say it's a million. I just said 500. People say, where do you get these numbers? But it expands on that. You've got hundreds of thousands from drug interactions, hundreds of thousands from mistakes, but no one's fear-mongering, hey, the hospital's deadly dangerous. They're not going to fix the problems. They just paper over it. So how far can the BS go when the establishment's lawyered up, but that still won't protect them from reality?
Well, this is why our heads are exploding, Alex, because we know that people are giving up their freedom unknowingly. People are self-censoring. That's the most chilling kind of censorship to me. When you think of something, you say, oh, I better not say it. Self-censorship, that's how scary things are, how repressive. But fortunately, we have the Internet, and you have, you know, you have your show, and you're reaching millions of people, and we just have to keep beating the drums and protecting our families and getting real personal, because the macrocosm is so overwhelming. People, it's so complex and overwhelming that people can't really wrap their brains around it. That's why your show is so important, and I want to volunteer. I'm going to France. I'd like to be your check in once in a while as your French correspondent and let you know what the European papers are saying
Absolutely. Look, when you wake up at 7 a.m. or 6 a.m., whatever it is, and you're lying there awake, or when you're, you know, get home at night and you're laying in bed, you're meditating, you're thinking, where do you see things going in your mind's eye? You know, 35, 40 years of researching this, where do you think it's going?
You know, I have to tell you, Alex, I'm almost at a loss for words because I'm deep into my Kennedy research and I'm finding things out that I thought I, you know, should have known. And now this stuff is all piling up and it seems like things are speeding up towards everything that we feared, but it's disguised through corporations making it soft kill. And I think I see it all going really dark. Unless we, the people, just shooting back nonviolently through information.
Well, see, that's my frustration. Exactly. I feel people calling and thank me, or you're thanking me, and it's actually torturing me because I will be calm at night or calm driving into work and have a million points I want to make that are so, you know, piercing and important to warn people,
right.
And then I get on air, and you know, and we cover most of it, but still you're on air and you lose, you know, part of your IQ or whatever. But my point is we're not doing enough. I mean, I know this is super dark and bad. I know it's accelerating, and I feel like I should be doing more, Richard, but I don't know what that lever is to get us out of this. And then as things get confirmed, people say, I bet you're feeling pretty good. Everything's coming true like you said it would. And I'm like, no. Hey, I bet you're feeling good. Your show's getting bigger. Hey, Richard, your book's on the New York Times bestseller. I bet you're feeling good. And you're like, I guess in a way people are waking up, but no. I mean, why? It's like,
you know what, Alex? I think part of the solution would be a film and documentary. That's very powerful stuff. And the way to do it is through popular entertainment. That's how people learn. And, some documentaries have had some very chilling Thin Blue Line and Silence in the House of God. There's certain documentaries, A Fog of War. So I'm working on one now about the 50th anniversary, but I'm going to tie in the Nazi connection and our history since World War II. It's going to be very expansive. And I wouldn't mind interviewing you, and then you have approval over what
I... Oh, I don't care. Whatever. No, man, I trust you. I mean, hell, I let the enemy interview me. I mean, they're going to do what they're going to do. No.
That's true. But it's what you're doing, the right thing. TV, internet, radio, newsletters, your films. It just keep pounding away. You know, it was a handful of guys in a room that started the American Revolution, and they were all rich landowners. So, but we have technology. We don't have the millions of dollars and the slaves, but we do have technology as one of our weapons, and we just, loud and clear.
Well, again, freedom for one group at first, then it spread to others. That's why freedom is everybody's greatest possession. Richard Belzer's our guest. We're kind of doing a ghost dance here on air, but I think this ghost dance is going to turn out good if everybody takes action.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
US, one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
David Bowie bringing us in. This is not America. A little piece of me, a little piece of you. We die for the system.
Little piece of you. A little piece of me.
We die,
we'll die
for the system.
For this is not America.
Not me. Richard Belzer, we're going to do 5 minutes overdrive. Let him get out of here. And yes, I would love to have Richard Belzer pop in with reporting. You know, the main reason I got you on, Richard, was to get your take on the last time you were on was 3-4 weeks ago, the day of the London bombings. Not the London bombings, I'm thinking about 7/7 being a staged event back when I covered that, where they had a drill. The Boston bombing. And we said, watch there be a drill. Watch there be a standout. I mean, we said it may be real, but if this happens, look at it. And then the way the FBI came out and said, don't look at any other photos. What is your take on the Boston bombing?
Well, it was amazing that we're on the air when it happened. And, you know, history will not absolve us if we do not forever question, hold accountable, and improve the gift from our forebears, what historians have called our experiment in democracy. You know, we all have to join in this quest to preserve the very soul of our nation. So by you getting castigated for just telling what you saw on the screen when they had their patsy there and they called the press and then he disappears and they disperse the press and you see guys dressed in classic style in key strategic positions. You know, you don't have to be a crazy person or a detective to see that the government's handling of the information initially and thereafter became more and more sparse and condensed and marginalize anything on the edges.
Oh, they were acting desperate and running scared. Like, don't look at those photos. Don't look at the drills. Don't look at anything.
That's like saying don't see this movie and then you go see the movie. They're inadvertently driving us to find out what they're doing by saying don't look behind the curtain.
You know, there's the paradox. These are just men and women we're fighting as well.
Most of
them are just lazy and go on to get along. They're compartmentalized. And we think of the system as invincible and all-powerful. They're not, but our incredible weakness is what has let this scum take over. So really, the buck does stop with us.
It does, because they're really good at making the citizenry go after each other over petty political things when the big picture is there's no political party. You know, this is humanity, we're Americans, and
that's right. We're fighting over gay marriage, regardless of what side you're on. They're purely using it as a political football.
Absolutely. Both sides.
So they don't have to cover real issues like why is $85 billion a month given to these robber barons and banker bailouts?
Well, like, you know, it was tragic. Those girls were, you know, kidnapped for 10 years and all. But that was on the news for 24 hours a day for 3 days. You know, I was bumped from interviews. And you know, meanwhile, you got the IRS. You got two wars that are still on. You got all these other things going on. And the Congress quietly passing a law where they can still do insider trading. You don't see.
You've got hundreds of thousands of people dying with flesh-eating bacteria, and it's not even an issue. My best friend, or one of my best friends, longtime childhood friend, went in for a minor deal, got a deadly bacteria, dead 24 hours later. Oh, total. I was there when he died. He was like 33 years old, and I sat there and I watched him die here in Austin, and they put on the death certificate, something else.
Undiagnosable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's really hitting the fan now in a good way, so we have to be extra diligent.
I want to see what else is on your radar screen. Richard Belzer, the book, Hit List, available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get it? It's powerful.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.